Steiny Guru, Steiny Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
Tell you what. Here's the other thing that I'm calling BS on.
What?
You can't tell me this isn't affecting the locker room. You cannot tell me it's not affecting the locker room. So, I get it. Players stay out of everybody else's pockets. I get it. You don't talk about contract situations of another guy. But the reality of the situation is, if you're George Kittle, or you're McCaffrey, or you're Purdy, or you're Deebo Samuel, and you're seeing what's going on, and you know that you don't have two guys in there that you have to have in there, there's one of two things that you can feel. You're going to feel frustrated, and you know what? You're going to feel frustrated with the players, or you're going to feel frustrated with the front office. And that in and of itself is a dynamic in the locker room that's not productive.
Well, I think also through the Ayuk situation, we've seen it show itself in a different way, which is the offseason. Like, I'm not sure how much it impacts the locker room right now, but I know that effectively someone like Deebo Samuel's coming up in a contract year. You know, he's looked great in camp. And all reports are he looks like 2021 Deebo, and he's a first-team All-Pro, but he's playing for a new deal. Okay, so each of the last two off-seasons now, he's seen Nick Bosa come close to holding out into the regular season and get paid, and Brandon Ayuk essentially following the same script, and we all believe he's going to get his money. The question is just when. Okay, so next summer, there's going to be players that are going to want new deals. Well, they got the playbook. They got the playbook. Just stand pat. Don't come to practice or hold in or do whatever you want. And you're going to get your money. I mean, it. I'm not sure how much it impacts the locker room right now or even in the regular season. But it does, again, highlight that a lot of players, but before last season, Steiny, if I asked you what the goal was of the majority of the San Francisco 49ers, what would you say?
To win the Super Bowl.
What's the goal now?
To get everybody in to see if they can make another run at it.
It feels like to me the goal is to get paid.
It certainly is for
some. The goal
from
the majority of this team is to get their money and go try and win football games and compete at a high level, but first and foremost, get paid.
So I'm looking at five guys right now. Five guys.
Well, there's one in here and two in the glass.
Looking at five names right now.
Okay.
On my paper. And I want to know what 49er fans think about what I'm going to say. Okay. Last year, Bosa. Contract extension. A year later, everybody's saying, oh, Bosa took him to school. Oh, Bosa won that. Bosa held him hostage. Bosa got way more than they wanted to give him. All right? Now you got McCaffrey. McCaffrey wants more money. He gets it. He gets it. No fuss, no muss. Then we got Trent Williams and Ayuk, who want more money. They haven't gotten it. They haven't gotten it. And then here's the other thing, and I wish I could remember the gentleman caller who made this call, because it did make me think. So you got two guys who wanted to get paid, Bosa and McCaffrey. Oh, they got paid. No problem. Trent and Ayuk want to get paid. They can't get paid. And then we've got a quarterback who's played just 21 games and is under contract for the remaining portion, for the rest of this year. And this guy has this said about him.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So My part in that's pretty easy.
But kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And I, like, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
So that was part of the Jed York interview in which he said, yeah, Purdy's going to reset the market.
I think that was during Super Bowl week, right?
I think it might have been. And then he said reset the market, I think, a little bit later. But does anybody think that it doesn't matter that the owner has already determined that the quarterback's going to get paid after a year and a half? That's what Jed York said. Yeah, it's just going to happen, you know, after a year and a half. And then he said, you know, it's easy. It's actually easy for me. All I have to do is sign the check. What? Why is this not easy? Why is he saying it will be easy for Purdy, but it's apparently not easy for Ayuk and Trent Williams? Can somebody explain that to me?
Well,
in theory, Ayuk's not trying to reset the market. He's trying to get paid like a top five or top 10. Trent Williams is trying to reset the market, most likely, or get the most AAV. Well, if he's the best left tackle in football, that check should be easy to sign. Why will it be why does Jed York say a year before he has to say, we're going to pay Brock Purdy, and it'll be easy for me to sign that check, but the two guys who aren't in there right now, who are excellent at their positions, why isn't it easy? Why isn't it easy for him just to sign this check?
Because, well, you've said it before, you can't just sign every single check and you can't just give in to every player's demands. Let's look at those two separately. So
all right.
Williams, I'm going to put to the side because you're right. I think he does want to be paid like the highest left tackle. That, in theory, should be easy, but there's also an understanding that Trent doesn't like training camp. And I do think they're going to figure out a deal to get him paid. He's also 36. There might be some, I don't know, details in the contract they got to work through. I think that one is, like, again, on our list of issues with the 49ers this summer, at the bottom for me is Purdy's looming contract. Second to the bottom will be Trent Williams. I'm not worried about him. The BA thing is interesting because clearly there's a disconnect between what they believe Brandon Ayuk is worth and what Brandon Ayuk thinks that he's worth. And both of them are correct. I mean, that's why we're at a stalemate. Ayuk's camp could come and say, well, yeah, I only got 75 catches last year, but if you throw me the ball like I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm going to put up numbers. And I also put up numbers in an offense that also demands me to block, and other guys don't do that. I'm as important to this offense as some guys out there are to theirs, so my production is not top 10 only because of the system that I play in, which I also find interesting because we generally talk about Shanahan players being products of systems and being inflated, whereas he is deflated a little bit as far as the amount of catches that he gets, yards, touchdowns, the rest. He's never caught 10 touchdowns in a season, by the way. He's never had double-digit tugs, Brandon Ayuk. So, the Niners can come back and say, well, dude, you're not putting up top 10 wide receiver, you're not putting up top 5 wide receiver numbers, and so we can't pay you like that. I think that's why there still is a stalemate, and it's still why, oh my God, it's nauseating.
What?
We were talking to Brad Graham yesterday from SF Niners. Well, he's becoming richer and richer by the day. Remember, he said he puts a nickel in the jar every single time a trade rumor is floated about Brandon Ayuk.
We got one?
And yesterday, Mike Silver said that Washington is back in play. After they traded Jahan Dotson to Philadelphia, they might be in need of a receiver. The Commanders are apparently back on the table, and everything's a possibility as far as a trade goes. I'm sick of it. Like I am sick of hearing that BA could be traded to this team, to that team. The Niners just need to iron out one more detail. It needs ownership approval. They're at the 2-yard line. That they got to punch it in, but BA doesn't know what he wants, and the Niners are trying to give him this. I don't care. That's where I'm with you. Just sign the damn check. One of you two, or both of you, whatever it takes to get this guy under lock and key. Because right now, he is the biggest issue with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk, he has become a distraction. We heard Brian Baldinger reiterate it multiple times yesterday with Shasky and Vontae. If you're telling me that Brandon Ayuk is not a distraction for the San Francisco 49ers, you're simply lying to yourself. And it's a distraction for us, it's a distraction for him, and this is where I will meet you in the locker room. I do think it's a distraction for the team.
I think there's no doubt it's a distraction for the team. They've all been asked about it. They're all getting asked about it. They know they're playing a game tonight. All the starters are playing, but those two aren't going to be playing. Of course it's a distraction. It's also a distraction because one guy's actually there and the other guy's not there. So that to me even adds a little bit of an extra dynamic into this situation. Again, I'm not saying this team's done. Not saying that at all. But I'm saying that this is not a way that you start a Super Bowl year. It's just not. And if you go back and look at a lot of teams, stuff like this happens, and they just never are able to put it behind them. And I
don't want to hear the Chiefs example because I do think it's different. They had Chris Jones, who was holding out at this time last year. But there was never a rumor. It was similar to Bosa with less money involved. But there was never a rumor about him not being on the Chiefs. There was never a rumor last year about Nick Bosa not being a San Francisco 49er. Every single day we're hearing something about how Brandon Ayuk might not be a Niner. And so the Chiefs did have distractions before their Super Bowl run last year. But they were aligned. And they also had the benefit of having the best coach and quarterback tandem in football. The Niners, as great as I think Kyle Shanahan is, as productive as Brock Purdy has been so far through 21 starts and multiple postseason appearances, they are not Reed and Mahomes. So they don't get that benefit of the doubt from me.
Well, the other thing is, you can't tell me that if I'm Trent Williams or, hell, Fred Warner, and you hear your owner say that your quarterback's going to reset the market a year before he's even due to get a new contract, and he's played 21 games, there's no way that doesn't raise eyebrows. I mean, all Jed York had to say was, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. You know, hopefully we'll have to make that decision with Brock coming off a Super Bowl win. That would have caught my attention if I were a player. Damn. Okay. No, he's been great. He's been great. Don't get me wrong. Purdy's been terrific. But 21 games, you're going to make that commitment to a guy already. Or at least you're going to make it vocal that you're ready to make a commitment to that guy. I don't know. I think that has some kind of impact in the locker room. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Mike. Mike's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? Listen to you all the time. Thanks for taking the call. Jed York said it, right? He said it out to literally everyone. In the quarterback is not only the most important position in football, in sports. So he's directly telling every other player on the team, you are not as important as one guy on our team. He said it. That's your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did. And also, whether you like it or not, and we can talk about what the difference between Bosa and McCaffrey and Trent and Ayuk, Trent Williams and Ayuk and Brock Purdy. But the bottom line is this. Whether it's happened by accident or not, the 49ers have made it clear what's important to them and who's important to them. And Bosa is the most important. And McCaffrey is among the most important. And Purdy is the most important or among the most important. And Trent Williams and Ayuk, as of right now, are not. They're just not. That's the only message that's coming in loud and clear from the San Francisco 49ers. And that is that we are not bending as much for these guys as we did for McCaffrey, as we did for Bosa, and as we're getting ready to do with Purdy. And that's the other thing, the very real issue of Trent Williams and Ayuk and anybody else who's coming up for a contract, take a back seat to Brock Purdy. They have to plan for Brock. It's, look, nothing personal, but they've got to plan for Brock Purdy. And so Brock Purdy is affecting the other players on the team getting their money. And again, I'm not saying they're mad at Purdy, but the dynamic is the dynamic, and guys are getting left out. And yes, I believe that keeping an eye on what's going on in that locker room is fair. Not saying something's wrong, but I keep an eye on that locker room with a couple guys holding out as we get to 2 weeks before the season.
Well, I would too, but it's funny. You brought up a couple days ago about the Ayuk situation. Well, don't you want to hear from Jet? Or
yeah.
What would you want to hear from the owner right now? That piece of sound that you just played is the biggest reason why I don't want to hear from Jed York.
Okay.
Because the last time he opened his mouth publicly and talked about money and a guy getting paid, what he did, Steiny, to me was start a countdown. A countdown to Purdy. And everybody who wants to get paid on the 49ers has to get paid before that countdown strikes zero. Before Brock Purdy gets whatever contract that he is more than deserving of, and that the owner is telling you that is going to reset the market. That countdown started last Super Bowl or whenever he made those comments, and ever since then it's been about getting yours and getting it now. Because once Purdy gets his, the train stops.
From the 408, of course he's more important. He's the damn quarterback. What are we talking about? Do y'all remember the first three-round picks they traded for Trey? Jimmy had to save us from that. My point is this. I get he's the most important. But stop telling me that it doesn't matter that the owner said a guy who's played 21 games is going to reset the market. But in the meantime, like, who's more proven? Bosa, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, or Purdy? The least proven of all five of those guys is Brock Purdy. That's just a fact. I'm not saying, again, this is got nothing to do with his ability. He's off to a fantastic start, but it's just a start. That's all it is. It's just a start. He's got one more year before he gets paid. The owner's saying, oh, you can pretty much lock that up. But some guys who have proven themselves, one guy for over the last 4 years and one guy for the last 12 years or 15 years, whatever the hell it's been for Trent Williams, they're not getting paid. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. That the 49ers are on record as saying they're willing to reset the market for a guy who's played a year and a half, but the way it looks now when we're talking about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, who are far more proven, they can't get their money. Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, man?
Heyo.
I'm doing fantastic. Friday, you guys have been knocking out of the ballpark this week. Great show from all idols and everything else. But, Steiny, you've been soft. I want to ask you something, Steiny. Is it because Guru's not there? He doesn't bring you that the edge out of you? But why is it that you treat Warriors franchise and fans in one way, and 49ers in a different way? You're soft on the 49ers.
Oh.
What? There's a bunch of divas here, a bunch of agendas.
Okay.
And there's 49ers fans, and I'm not one, but I'm just a perspective from the listener. These guys are lunatics. They haven't won anything. These guys are accomplished. These guys are established. They're established players. But where's the bravado? What do these guys bring to the table to negotiate in terms of winning? This idea that they're walking into the season as a Super Bowl, this is baloney. This is lunatic. We got to wait and see. I think there's only one team coming to the season with a Super Bowl, you know, a confidence that they can get there, and it's the Chiefs. Everyone else, it's in the fishbowl, including the 49ers. So They're on the top of the fishbowl. They're a little bit on the top, but come on, Steiny, bring it to these people, man. Thank you. Have a good Friday.
He just called us soft. Oh, and gave us the dick for meal.
I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
49er fans don't like what he just said.
I mean,
I thought I was being somewhat critical. That's it. I'm not going to bury him.
He's been. I don't know if he was talking about my figure. Or...
Yeah, they've still gone to four NFC title games in the last 5 years. I'm not going to take that away from them.
Well, you can't.
But it means nothing right now on August 22nd. Is it the 22nd? Nothing.
23rd.
It doesn't.
Well, and here's another thing you can tack on top of that. Thank you for the 925, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Did you hear the news about the Niners knowing Pearsall had a shoulder injury prior to drafting him? Why is he not on the field? Well, he's got a shoulder injury. That's another thing. Like, could Ricky Pearsall be 100% by, I don't know, week one or week four? And, I don't know, be out on the field perhaps. But again, these are individually, I'm not sure if individually they are all massive issues.
Right.
But it's not just one. It's not just two. It's three, four, five, six. There's been accumulation this summer of problems surrounding the 49ers that I don't think that Super Bowl teams have. And in fact, I don't think they had these issues last year when they appeared to me to be the best. I still think they were the best team in the NFL last year. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they had the most talented roster. I think that from top to bottom, they were the most buttoned up the entire year until the biggest game. And they didn't win the Super Bowl. But these were not things that were talked about before last season. Bosa was one of them, but that was one thing. Purdy's injury was... I don't know. I don't know about you, Steiny. To me, this feels like a very different summer than last year.
And for all of you guys out there and women who... have just listened for the last hour. These guys, making a mountain out of them. These guys. I mean, you tell me what you would need to see as a Niner fan to start to think, huh, I don't like the way this is going. I mean, if you don't see anything now, what would you see? And you know what? I'll say it because I don't get somebody hurt tonight.
Don't get somebody
hurt tonight, because it won't just be a guy who gets hurt in the preseason. It'll be, why was he playing in the first place? And maybe the reason he's playing in the first place is because Kyle thinks he's got to play the guys because they're behind, because training camp hasn't gone well. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Floor and Decor.